Again, racing fans, thanks for joining me on A Sure Thing powered by Hollywood. Can you feel it? Spring is almost in the air. But first, there's a small matter of racing fixtures on the weekend we need to get through. On Sunday, we are racing in the capital of KZN, racing at Hollywood Bets Cotswold in Pietermaritzburg. We've got a double hitter on Saturday to look forward to, racing on the Highveld at Turfentine, where there's also a Pick 6 carryover. Racing alongside Cape Town, where we're out to the country course of Hollywood Bets Durbanville, but racing really kicks into gear on Friday with a day-night race meeting at Hollywood Bets Greyville. Good to have you along for the preview of Friday night racing at Hollywood Bets Greyville. Now, everyone that I know that lives in and around Durban will tell you, if there's racing at Hollywood Bets Greyville on a Friday evening, that's the one thing we don't miss out on, because it's got a wonderful atmosphere. There's always something for young and old to participate in, and racing normally is top class on the night. And I do think there are one or two races where the favourite does stand out for me. There we could probably bank and or go light. Otherwise, to those that want to try and beat it, you're obviously going to need the budget that will allow you to play a little bit wider, because there are a few tricky races on the card that I do think we need to contend with in between. Other than that, being a 9-race programme, the exotics on the tote only kicks off in race 2, which means we have race 1 to play around with. Hopefully, pick the right selections that we can build the kitty for not only this meeting, but for the weekend action that's lying ahead. 5 minutes prior to the opener, you of course need to be on with your free Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge entries. Put through your selections, play the bet slip, because that's what puts you in line for that 1 million rand jackpot prize that is on offer. Right, speaking about making money in the opener, let's see if we've picked the right ones in the first race on the card. I'm looking no further than the horse that I feel can make the most improvement, and I'm siding with number 5, Coquelina. Now, you do know I first study the card, and then I make a note of the antipose betting prior to us pre-recording the show. There's been a flood of money for number 5, Coquelina, from 2.5 to 1 all the way down to 1.33 to 1. on hollywoodbets.net. Now, I remember tipping this horse to run a positive race when she made her debut. She ran an absolute cracker that day. She finished second on debut. That was over this course and distance. To me, she would have come on with the benefit of that run under the belt. And with any amount of natural improvement that is expected, to me, she'll be a tough nut to crack. She can go one better, and at the same time, give the boys a run for their money. So I'm going 5, Coquelina, to win the opener, ahead of 1, Magic Surprise, 7, Light the Fire, and 4, Sun in My Pocket. Second race, first leg of the bipod, you need to be on at 15:17, and in race 2, a maiden plate of a 1600, I'm going for a jockey-trainer combination that's been in devastating form of late. I'm siding with Dean Kanemeyer and Craig Zaki. I'm going with 2, Pembury. Incidentally, the blinker strike, 5 Director is the favourite at 2.5 to 1. Pembury is at 3.33 to 1. Number 1, Vencedor, at 4 to 1. And it's 5 to 1 and upwards, the others. Now, Pembury raced wide around the turn last time out and was staying on in the closing stages. But for that wide entry into the home straight that cost him valuable ground, he would have finished closer to the action. He was not beaten too far in his last 2 starts to date, and the horse that finished second on that day was a horse called Clint O'Star, who has come out and won since and give that form line a boost. I do think that Pembury will enjoy the step up to 1600 metres. And from a good draw of 2, can position himself exactly where he likes and produce the finish when asked the effort in the closing stages. Definitely think Pembury will be in the shake-up, so I'm going 2, Pembury, ahead of 5, Director, 1, Vencedor, 4, Pied Piper, as my selections in race number 2. That takes us on to the third race on the program. It's an open maiden over 1,900 metres. First leg of the place accumulator, 15:50, the off time of race number 3. And even though it looks like a tricky affair, being an open maiden, I'm going banker. I'm looking no further than number 2, Call Me Wild. This one currently 2.27 to 1 in the antipodes market on hollywoodbets.net. I do think Michael Roberts and Rachel Veneker can take home the lion's share of the prize money, because this horse has shown good improvement in his last two starts. Now, he may have cost himself being much closer to the winner and even winning this race last time out. He hung outward, shifted away from the crop in the closing stages, so he could have finished a whole lot closer when they hit the line. To me, Cornwall should also have no problem stepping up to 1900. Being runner-up in his last two starts, to me, tells me that he's edging closer to that first win, and to me, can go one better in a race of this nature. So I'm going to Call Me Wild, 8 of 1 Invictus Jet, 11 Limelight Legend, and 9 Wonderful Tonight. First leg of the Pick 6, race number 4, you need to be on at 16:30. Now, this race definitely has an open look about it, because you could probably make a case for at least 3 or 4, and then keep fingers crossed that you've picked the right ones. I, on the other hand, am looking to go much shorter, because I do like the favourite in this race, number 3, King Celtilus. Currently 1.82 in the antipost market. I thought this horse has got decent form lines to his name. He certainly wasn't as graced last time out when he took on winners. That race was over 2,400 at Hollywood Bay at Scottsville. He's back from a bit of a break. I do think the break would have done him the world of good. Now, to me, he's the type of horse that will come from, will be up there with the pace. And if he kicks away at the right time, we'll be saying, come and catch me if you can, in the run down to the wire. That's why I'm going 3 King Celtilus, 8 of 6 Call Me Harriet, 4 Zara's Winter, and 5 Muzzle Flash. First leg of the first jackpot is race number 5 on the card. 17:05 is the off time of the 5th. It's an A stakes over 1400 metres where 9 runners will face the starter. And this is a race where we have quite a few hard-knocking individuals that will be taking each other on in this lineup. I'm looking no further than Candace Bass Robinson and Andrew Fortune and number 1 Future Variety. Well done also to Candace Bass Robinson for securing some boxes to now have a permanent satellite yard in KZN. Future Variety, I remember the race that he won last time out distinctly, because that was the last feature race of the 2024-25 season in KZN, when Future Variety won the listed Dumgeni Handicap. Now, a couple of horses have come out from that former line and franked it. The horse that finished 4th, horse called Rodeo Drive, and the horse that finished 8th, the horse called Lion Rampart. They've both subsequently come out and won and given that former line a boost. Also, the manner in which Future Variety finished off that race tells me that he will enjoy the step-up in trip now to 1,400 metres. From pole position, we'll have the run of the race. We'll be picking them back one by one in the run to the wire and can bring up the hat-trick. So I'm going 1 Future Variety, 8 of 5 The Shepherd, 4 Mexican Pete, 9 Gimme Another Chance. Race 6, Class 3, Benchmark 94. A race to run over 1,400 metres. First leg of the second jackpot, 17:40. Is when you need to be on, and as I said, I'm leaning towards Dean Kennemeyer in at least 1 or 2 races on the program. Now, here the draw could either work in my favour or go horribly against me, as I'm siding with 9 Wash Kadesh, who's drawn at barrier position 9. Incidentally, the horse in pole position, number 1 Ishi Squishy Squishy, is the joint favourite at 3.57-1 alongside 9 Wash Kadesh. Now, the reason I like Rosh Kadesh is for that last victory at Hollywood Bay at Scottsville. Purely because of the way he took the lead at the 200 and the way he kept challenges at bay all the way to the wire. The horse that finished second that day was a horse called Dust Till Dawn, who subsequently come out and frank that form line. Now, if one looks at his record over the strip, you'll see that he's won once, finished third twice from as many starts at this track. With a bit of luck in running from a 9 draw, I do think he can follow up with another win. So I'm going 9 Rosh Kadesh, 8 of 4 Imposing, 6 Imperial Power, and 1 Ishi Squishy Squishy. Race 7, a race where you certainly can make a case for at least 4 or 5 of them. Keep fingers crossed that you still get through the exotics. Race 7 is a Class 4 Fillies and Mares Benchmark 80 to be run over 1,200. Fillies and Mares F&M, Field and More. 3.03-1, number 3, Ladybug. 4.55-1, 8, A Yui Yui. 6, Avenian Goddess, 5-1. alongside Five Rugged Lover at 5-1, and she's the horse I'm going for, Tinny Prinsloo at number 5 Rugged Lover. I didn't think this horse was this grace last time out when she raced over further, over 1,500 metres. She now comes back to a trip that I do think she will relish. 1,200 metres, that's her chop. She won a good race over this distance on the Polly in her penultimate, and it's also good to see that Callan Murray is retaining the ride. I do think he'll be a massive threat in this lineup. So that's why I'm going with number 5, Rugged Lover, as my first choice selection, ahead of 6, Avonian Goddess, 8, Yui Yui, and 3, Ladybug. Penultimate race, number 8. I thought a very tricky race. Class 4, another one of those F&M races, this time at benchmark 80 over 1,200. 9 runners will face the starter, and this is also where I'm siding with Dean Kanemeyer and Craig Zaki, and leaning towards number 8, Princess Goldie. Incidentally, 4 Golden Moment is a 3.03-1, the Antipodes favourite in the market, 5-1. Number 6, Happy Analia, and also number 8, Princess Goldie, 8-1 and upwards, the others. I think Princess Goldie ran an absolute cracker when she ran on nicely to finish 3rd over this distance on the Polly last time out. And Formuland has held up well because Papillon Blue has subsequently come out and won since. To me, she's the type of horse that'll drop out, get satellite at the right time, and pick them off one by one in the run to the wire. So I'm going 8 Princess Goldie, 8 of 6 Happy Analia, 4 Golden Moment, 1 Happy Fortune as my selection in race 8. And that takes us on to the last race on the program. Race 9 is a Class 4 Benchmark 80 to be run over 1,000 metres. 10 runners will line up at 19.25 for the last race on the card. And I'm hoping that the favourite arrives for us and, to me, will be the horse that'll close the meeting. I'm going with number 2, Position of Power. Now, I thought that was a good second last time out over 1,200 metres after winning on debut over this course and distance. Give Me the Good Life has subsequently come out and won since. Now, Position of Power, lightly race, has been off the track for a bit of a break. I do think would have strengthened up coming back, and to me rates the horn towards the beat. The only negative that I do think counts against Position of Power is that he does have the nasty habit of being stowed away. If he jumps on terms and he gets a good position, from barrier 2, he can pick and choose where he'd like to come from. To me, rates the horse they're all going to have to beat. So I'm going 2 Position of Power, 8 of 7 Kinshin Shah, 9 Jet Legacy, 1 Music is Life. That takes care of racing. Friday night racing at Hollywood Bets Greyville. Trust you'll find the winners. You'll bull the kitty. Lots of racing action still to look forward to on the weekend. Till next time, from Miravaughan, you take care. Cheers for now.